tail over. And
how'd you play that?
Threw it over the house. That one on the other side would catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you caught it, you'd run around the house and try to.
Didn't you have to say something before you threw the ball? What'd you have to say?
I just don't remember if we said halo over or hell over.
But you had to yell to warn the person on the other side. Did you teach your children some of those games? Did they play the same games when they were growing up?
Yes, they did.
Did you teach them or did other children teach them?
I imagine I taught them that throwing it over the house.
Can you think of any other games right now? Well, while you were in school, did you have PE or at recess did you just go out and play without the supervision of a teacher?
Well, after I got in high school, we had PE.
But in grammar school, you just had free play?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the children organized their own games to play?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play anything called Fox and Dogs or Fox and Hounds?
No.
We played that when I was growing up a lot. Okay, we're going on to crops now. If you have a good year, you say we raised a big
crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared it.
What do you call those trenches that are cut by a plow when they're plowing?
Furrows.
Okay. The second cutting of clover or grass is called what? You have a special name for it other than second cutting.
No, I don't.
The wheat or corn is tied up into a
bundle.
Okay. The bundles or sheaves are piled up into. Did you have a special name for what you piled?
Stack.
We raised 40 lengths of wheat to an acre.
Bushels.
What had you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
Did y'all do that?
Oh, Dad raised some rice one time, and he carried it to a mill and had it threshed.
Did it turn out good?
Yeah, it had a good bit of husk in it.
If a man had been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is he could go.
As far as he could go.
If something belongs to you, you say it's
mine.
If it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
If it belonged to them, you would say
it's theirs.
If it belonged to him, you would say
his.
If it belonged to her.
Her.
Okay. People have been to visit you and they are about to leave. You say to them. Okay, we're at the door and I'm leaving. And what do you usually say when people start to leave? You don't usually say goodbye, you say what?
I'll come back.
Okay. That's usually what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about the route, you would say, where are... If you were asking about somebody's coats and you want to know where their coats were, you would say, where are...
Are the coats?
But if you wanted to show that it belonged to this person, you would say, where are? All right, the coats belonged to that person. And you would want to say, or say there are two or three people and they have coats, and you want to know where their coats are, you would say, where are? Would you say, where are the coats, or where are something else?
Where are the coats?
Okay. You wouldn't say, where are your coats? Or would you ever say, where are y'all's coats?